Is he going to be at the Vatican?
Yes, he is going to be there. Yeah. Okay, we are back, and we are ready for item 651.
Proclaim June 19, 2015 to be Juneteenth in Portland.
Commissioner Novick has a proclamation. And we have some guests here.
Yep.
Please. Come on up.
I'll begin with reading the proclamation. Okay. Whereas Juneteenth is widely recognized as the oldest nationally celebrated commemoration of the abolition of slavery in the United States, and whereas President Lincoln issued the 1863 Emancipation Proclamation, which proclaimed that all persons held as slaves are and henceforward shall be free, and whereas on June 19, 1865, the last 250,000 people enslaved in the so-called Confederacy were freed in Galveston, Texas, and whereas in 1945, Portlander Clara Peoples first began celebrating Juneteenth at the Vanport Kaiser Shipyard to teach her coworkers about the history and achievements of the African-American diaspora. And whereas in 1972, Ora Lee Green and Clara Peoples organized the first Juneteenth parade in Portland, creating an annual beloved tradition in North Portland. And whereas the spirit of Juneteenth can be honored by spending time with family, friends, and neighbors of every race, color, creed, and age, it is a time for celebrations, including barbecues, music, and a parade for a whole community to enjoy. And whereas Desmond Tutu wisely said, "My humanity is bound up in yours, for we can only be human together." And whereas Juneteenth will be celebrated in Portland on Saturday, June 20th, 2013, coinciding with the 150th anniversary of the first Juneteenth celebration. Now, therefore, I, Charlie Hales, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim June 19th, 2015 to be Juneteenth in Portland. Encourage all residents to observe this day. And welcoming our honored guest, I just wanted to say that while Lincoln's reading the Emancipation Proclamation is a significant milestone in the terrible saga of slavery in the United States, June 19, 1865 marked the true end of slavery when Union soldiers made it to Galveston, Texas, and freed the last enslaved Americans. And we're lucky in Portland to be able to claim Clara Peoples, the founder of Juneteenth, as a Portlander. She single-handedly brought the Juneteenth celebration to Portland in 1942, and in 2010 was named the Mother of Juneteenth by the National Juneteenth Observance Foundation. We're also grateful for Portlanders Ora Lee Green and Doris Rush, who respectively organized the first Oregon Juneteenth parade in 1972, and were named chair of Portland's Juneteenth Committee in 2007, carrying on Clara's tradition. This year is the 150th anniversary of the day those Union soldiers arrived in Galveston, and I would encourage everyone to head out to Northeast Russell and MLK on Saturday. Parade starts at 11, celebration at noon, to watch the parade and participate in this important celebration. And now it's my honor to welcome Ora Lee Green and Doris Rich.
Welcome. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So nice to have you here.
Nice to
Thank
be here.
Thank you.
Appreciate the invitation.
Well, tell us some more about the significance of this day from your experience with being leaders in the movement to remember Juneteenth?
Well, it's, first we want to make sure that everyone has knowledge of this really important and very crucial part of our American history. And there are so many things that aren't really learned about or that are taught in schools that we want to make sure that people are aware of. And mainly we want to convey the message that this celebration is about universal freedom, and that we promote unity among all lines, or across all lines. So at the celebration, you have toddlers to elders, you have every race, color, creed, religion, and we invite everyone to come out and participate. So not only do we want to educate, we'd like to also make it fun and, you know, and entertaining for people. So we have great music, great vendors, merchant vendors and retail, human service vendors, rather. So it's just been something that we're trying to build to the national level, which is actually a three-day event, which is celebrated pretty much across the country, other than Portland. So we're trying to make sure that we get that to the level that it should be at. And also, this event is a worldwide celebration. It's not just national, because unfortunately, slavery still exists in the world today. So we want to try and promote, again, just global unity so that everyone is free. So that's kind of our main mission. You want to add anything, Mrs. Green?
No, none other than we just would love to see all of you out. Help us enjoy that day. And as Doris said, we want that to become not only local or citywide, we want it to really be national for everyone to come and enjoy. Mm-hmm. And we appreciate you letting us come and be a part of this particular thing. And we certainly appreciate the mayor and all of you for giving us this wonderful opportunity.
Thank you. Thank you for keeping the tradition going and keeping people reminded about this important milestone, 150 years. Mm-hmm. That's a big one, and yet not so long in the history of the world that we shouldn't keep remembering.
Exactly. So,
thank you. Well, we'd love to take a photograph with the two of you, if you'd be willing to commemorate this day.
Certainly.
Please, come on up.
Trip on my own purse.
Thank you, Steve, for bringing this forward.
Thank you all.
And we're adjourned.
Yeah.